This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I want you to listen carefully again, because this keeps coming to the surface. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. You'll understand where I'm going. But again, this keeps coming to the surface as to what's taking place here in America. We see it happening over in Britain, in England. We see it happening over in France and in Germany and other countries. Conveniently, these terrorism and these terrorist attack, they take place, and then all of a sudden the people clamor for more government control, and they fall right into the hands of those that are actually guilty of the crimes. Because again, what's taking place is people are not doing their homework and studying history. Now, with saying that, friends, what took place today is in New York City, they said they're banning, by the way, this is unconstitutional, but they're banning all religious and political ads. What? I mean, how do you erase both of those, right? But in New York City, I mean, then again, we have, you know, de Blasio over there, that criminal and his little criminal administration, so I guess it does make sense. But New York City bans religious political ads, then runs a religious political ad promoting the hijab. Okay? Did you hear what I said? Do you see how, folks, the ACLU is working against Christianity, but they're working for the Muslims. This is also out in the news today. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. But they've been doing this for a long time. They're also helping advocate them having their own washrooms in public schools in your country, but saying to the American people, you better not say Jesus. I didn't know the law was on their side. It isn't. They're using fear tactics. Friends, you need to wake up as to what's going on in your country and who the terrorists are. I mean, we seen yesterday a picture of Kathy Griffin. How she has anybody's attention, I have no idea. Take a look at this thing. Really? She takes a picture of the head of the President of the United States as if it's decapitated. America, your enemy's not without, it's within. These are the people advocating the crimes of what you've been led to believe what ISIS is defined as out and what it is and who it is. I mean, this is ridiculous. But in New York City, friends, going back to this, New York City has banned all political and religious ads. So how is it that in New York City, they can run anti-freedom, political, and pro-Sharia religious ads? Apart from New York City's craven, conquered messaging in the ads, how is it that New York City can run ads they have banned? What this is saying is that Muslims and, say, Latinos have a right for you to not say something. You heard me right. Let me say it again. What this is saying is that Muslims and Latinos have a right for you to say absolutely nothing. been told by a former member of the Roman Senate back in the day by the name of Tacitus. He said, find out those that mean to rule over you. Find out what they're silencing and where they're dictating what you can say and what you cannot say. In essence, that's exactly what he said. So you have the homosexuals attacking the First Amendment. They're transgressing the law because it's a felony in the United States of America. They're being used to upend the sovereignty of America to give way to Sharia law. I've been warning about this for 6 years now. The conservatives are now finally catching on. Good for them. But interesting, friends, that you now have Muslims and Latinos, for some reason, corruption in government is giving them a right for you to not say something. In other words, you better shut up and you better do as we say or else. Okay? And what we're talking about right now is in New York City, they ban religious and political ads when it's Americanized or it's constitutional. Then what they do is they run religious political ads promoting the Muslim faith and those that might be in the United States of America illegally. And we talked about that yesterday. If someone calls them something they don't like, they can report it to the New York Humane Rights Commission. Now, I want you to think about what's going on here. They're setting people up for the fall. And they want you to believe that the law is on their side. It's a pretended authority because it runs counter to law, America. So how long has New York had a Canada-style human rights commission? Canada, of course, doesn't have the First Amendment, but supposedly we do. Now, friends, they did have it, but if you look in what she's highlighting here in this particular article by Pamela Geller, is the fact that in Canada, on their country's preamble, they had to stumble over the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to implement and help along and advocate the gay agenda there. And I told you 100 times what the first thing they did was, folks. And this is a small portion of the population over in Canada that is using corrupt officials in government, if you want to call them officials, but corrupt representatives, if you want to call them representatives, corrupt self-serving demons and devils and little minions of their dictators. But what's interesting is when they snuffed out freedom of speech, the homosexuals came in and started to attack the church. Then they started telling the church who they were supposed to marry. And then they started to attack homeschoolers. See, this happened long ago, about 10 years ago now in Canada. And then what they did is they started to attack homeschoolers, telling them what they could talk about and what they could not talk about. And no longer could they now tell their children that homosexuality is an abominable lifestyle and a choice that they make. And then the next thing the homosexuals did, because the good people in Canada sat back and did a whole lot of nothing like we're seeing in the United States of America, the next thing the homosexuals did, the sodomites did, was they came in behind that and they literally wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. I thought it was about homosexual marriage. Now we see Justin Trudeau advocating, and not only advocating the Muslim religion on the heels of the homosexual, which, by the way, he's a sodomite. But he's in the Muslim mosques worshiping Allah with these people. And then last week, interestingly enough, after the attacks in England, we have Mr. Trudeau supporting the Muslim communities and not saying a word about support concerning the victims. So if anybody wants to tell me they're sorry, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Remember about 6 years ago, I was crazy for what I was saying? Yeah, I do.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. That's my Twitter account for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, John 1, and the list goes on and on. On and on. Folks, we were just highlighting how in New York City, by the way, Blasio in New York City, he is another sanctuary city. And so he's masquerading as a mayor when in fact he is guilty of transgressing the law, which makes him a felon. And that goes along with every other one of these sanctuary cities. And what they're doing is alluring illegals into their prospective cities. They're all bought and paid for. But America, you know that. Okay. And then what we were talking about is how in New York City they're banning religious political ads. That means for me and you, America. But to the Muslims and the Latinos, they can go ahead and say whatever they want to say. And now a right is being given over to them, which is not a right at all, friends, by the Human Commission in New York City, that they now have a right for you to say nothing. In other words, you better shut up, because if you don't, then what we're going to do is we're going to go to the New York City Human Rights Commission, and we're going to tell them that you're saying things contrary to who we are. So America, just with that, then who are these people working for? Then we highlighted, after the blast, in England last week, how Trudeau, to Muslim community, there's a video, we played the audio last week, Canada is your home, supporting the Muslims, encouraging the Muslims, and, what was interesting about that is he showed no support for the victims. And then, folks, just to take it another level, we also highlighted the fact that a mayor in Minneapolis, this little communist, this little useful idiot, I mean, folks, your enemies are literally laughing at you, and they're laughing at the useful idiots in which they're using to advocate their agenda, because they're the ones that are first disposed of, for those that did not know history. But we were talking about Minneapolis mayor gives state of the city address at a mosque after the Manchester blast last week, the Islamic attack, we're told, right? And she wanted the Muslim communities to know that we stand with our Muslim communities. Wow. A lot of censoring going on. Oh, my goodness. It even hit home here. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, do you folks remember? Because, folks, what we don't want to do is we don't want to take away from the illegals coming into the United States, so we're told, because they add to our society. They really bring a lot with them. I want to tell you what they bring with them. Namely, the illegal Syrian Muslims with them. If you go into a community where they live, they are bringing with them what they left behind them. It's all established here in the United States, and it's interesting, just give them a little time, and it will diminish quickly. They don't clean their stores. The ones that I see here locally, they look like they came out of the Middle East, because they did, in fact. They carry the same attitude. They bring everything with them, including Sharia, where they believe that they dominate American law. And I'm about to show you that in just a couple moments. But I was just, again, highlighting Minneapolis mayor. She gives state of the city address at a mosque after Manchester Islamic attack, we're told. And she wanted to encourage those communities, namely the Muslim communities, the small amount of Muslims in Minneapolis area, that we stand with our Muslim community. Okay? Again, nothing was said in support of those victims of the Islamic State. As a matter of fact, Angela Merkel, remember, she was the person of the year, according to Time magazine, in America? Yes, you heard me right. So was Adolf Hitler back in 1935, and Stalin was, and I can go down the list of the tyrant dictators, the tyrant murderous dictators that were the person or the man of the year throughout the history of Time magazine. But what I want you to know is just recently, Saturday, on the show, I was talking about, it's interesting that the people over in England are now starting to pay attention to what I'm sure many tried to warn before it took place. For example, I highlighted on the radio on Saturday that, did you know that the mayor in Britain, did you know that he's a Muslim? See, these are the assimilators, friends. Isn't it interesting that the mayor in Birmingham, in England, did you know that he was a Muslim? Did you know, these are, folks, these are victims, they just need help. Did you know that the mayor in Luton, England, did you know that he's a mayor? By the way, I cross-check these, so do cross-check what I'm telling you right now. What's the problem over in England? Blackburn in England, did you know that the mayor is a Muslim? Yep, you got it. And then if you go to Oxford, guess what? The mayor over there just happens to be a Muslim. Surprise, surprise. And then we go to Oldham, and guess what we find there? The mayor of Oldham just happens to be a Muslim. And then, interestingly enough, we go to Rochdale, and then we find out the mayor over in Rochdale, we're talking about in England, just happens to be a mayor. And you see this beginning to breed through people that call themselves representatives that are selling you down the river. Read Article 3, Section 3, and then read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But you see this in Dearborn, Michigan right now. You see them little by little, incrementally, taking the ground. Oh, I'm not done yet. Let's go back to England. Leeds, England. Did you know that the mayor that is, he just happens to oversee the city of Leeds. Did you know that he was a Muslim? And then when we go to London, we find out that this is the mayor. Oh, yep, he's a Muslim mayor too. He was the one that said that terrorist attack are a part of the urban lifestyle. So in other words, just get used to them. Well, what I did, friends, is I seen a post that was floating around. So I decided, we're talking about censorship right now, but isn't it interesting that I shared this with 79 radio stations across America, and it also bled into 53 countries. And in going back to the people in England, they're starting to now figure out that there's a pattern going on. Really? Well, you know what? I mean, it's time to get your head out of the sand, friends. What is this? Is this being done in a dark corner somewhere? Nope, it's being done in the light of day. And now you have representatives in America that are beginning to attack who we are, giving way to the same people. Okay? And by the way, the attacks, I can give you some quotes too from the CAIR, C-A-I-R, the group itself, and they will tell you themselves. So I'm not making this up, so you understand that out of their own mouths, they are the ones that are condemning themselves and them that don't listen to what I'm telling you right now, because this is the warning. But it's interesting that I posted that on Facebook. Now, as I posted it on Facebook, I got about 4,000 shares just within hours. Okay, I got about 552,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis, okay, with the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, what's interesting about all this, friends, is when I posted it on Facebook, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get this. Warning, and it, well, I guess it wasn't a warning, it was, we're going to freeze your page up. Not for a day. Let's go back. It's not a warning. It was, we're going to pull your page, not for a day, but we're going to pull your page for 7 days. Because I posted this information in America. Now, can I ask you something, America? Do you suppose that the person that banned my page for giving the people in the United States this information, do you believe that they're working for people that mean good to your end and to your present state? Why, speaking of censorship, would Facebook post? The feature is a temporary block. You recently posted, listen to this, you recently posted something that violates Facebook policies. Now let me ask you, friends, they may have property, and if that's private property, and you go on that private property, and they tell you to get off their private property, if they have a lawful right to that property, they can tell you to get out off or off of their property. But if they are here working for the enemy, that is called treason, and they do not have a lawful American God-given right to tell you what you can say if it's in accordance with law. So what am I saying? Well, after I posted this, my wife said, was it illegal what you said? I said, absolutely not, it wasn't. So let me ask you, America, and I know you've been conditioned, a good portion of you. I know that you've been desensitized, but that's why you're listening right now. They do not have a right to block anybody's free speech in accordance to law. But what's interesting about this is they're actually censoring anybody that would make others aware of what's going on in England concerning the infiltration of the Muslims. And why are they doing so? Friends, we're going to come right back to this on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you also how they contribute to society in a moment.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, what are your thoughts as to what's going on here? We started off the show today talking about how in New York City they're banning religious political ads. That applies to me and you, but we already knew that from the DHS. Remember, they defined us as the terrorists, you pro-lifers, you pro-Second Amendment guys, you pro-free speechers, you know, you anti-illegalers, you know, you guys that actually want to stand for the law, you know, those guys got to go. You better be pro-homosexual, too, because if you're not, then you're a terrorist. You know, if you stand up against abortion, the DHS says that you're the terrorist. Wow. Now, let me ask you, since the beginning of the new administration, are you seeing this stuff go away? Or are you seeing it growing? Because I see it growing more and more and more and more. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing just the exact opposite as to what's being said. I'm seeing it going more into a negative rather than a positive. As far as what's being done, I see the president, the said president of the United States of America, spending a lot of time in foreign countries and very little of it in America. And also keep in mind that, you know, and again, I'm not reaching, I'm telling you what he said. He's a globalist. Donald Trump is a globalist, friends. And so let's just get back to this point. In New York City, they ban religious and political ads. It better not be Christian, and it better not be constitutional. Then they run an ad promoting the Muslim faith and that of the Latinos. And, of course, what they're talking about is those that are here illegally. They are. Don't get me wrong. And now they're also being handed a privilege by the state. The state does not give rights. God gives rights. The state gives privilege. That's an evolutionary view of government. That's a whole different topic here. But it's interesting that the Muslims and the Latinos are being encouraged to believe that they have a right from the state for you to say nothing. And if you say anything, you better say it in accordance with them. And by the way, that is totally Canadian. And you see what's happening over there now, folks. Total infiltration of Muslims, which, by the way, they believe, again, is a staging point for an attack on America. Okay? That's not theory. That's really what's going on. And this sodomite called Justin Trudeau, he's inside of mosques, not only advocating the LGBT like a Keith Ellison here in Minnesota, but he's also pro-Muslim. He worships Allah with them. He's a globalist. And you see Angela Merkel doing the same thing in Germany, who slaps her flag and says, Germany belongs to Islam. This is treason, America. They're setting the stage for a war if you don't deal with it. You want peace? Prepare for war. And the fact of the matter is that is exactly right. Stay awake. And then that led to, among other things, the highlighting of the mayors all throughout England, Birmingham, Luton, Blackburn, Oxford, Oldham, Rochdale, Leeds, London, they're all Muslim mayors. And I posted that on Facebook. And so what Facebook did is they thought, and of course the reason they blocked it is because there was such a high response on a quick response. There's about 4,000 shares on it, and just in a short amount of time. So what they did is that must register to those higher ups in Facebook to alert them to check out what the post is about. And I was just sharing with you and laying to your candor. Do you think that this is a people that are looking out for the good of America that would actually bar this information? Facebook posted on my site. They posted on my site, friends. You recently posted something that violates Facebook policies. I was just highlighting the Muslim mayors, which, by the way, is a fact. I cross-checked all of it. And then it said, after that, we have violated Facebook policies, so you're temporarily blocked from using this feature. For more information, visit the Help Center. Isn't it interesting, America, that a baker, a Christian baker in Oregon, because he doesn't want to make or bake a cake for a homosexual couple, he gets sued by that city. And not only did he get sued by the city, isn't it interesting that that corrupt city and the said officials there, they thought it would be a good idea to also reward the homosexual company or the homosexual couple that wanted to get married. They also sued the Christian baker, and they made him pay money to them. I don't believe he has, but this is what they want you to believe. Do you see how this works? They're shutting you up. Well, what they did is, after they did that, they also took a Muslim, and he went from Muslim bakers and owners of bakers. When homosexuals would come in and say, we want you to bake a cake, they would say, no, there was no problem. Do you see what's happening here, America? See, they're trying to control everything, folks, that you do and you say. I just had a little kid yesterday inside of a store. I was talking to his dad, and his son started piping up, and he said, in my school, a conservative school in Minnesota here, he said they had the gay, he has a teacher that's very liberal, and he said all over her classroom is the gay pride flag, which, by the way, was a covenant between us and God. And it's interesting that the homosexuals, they want to steal away that covenant of peace, but they don't realize that the world was flooded because of the wickedness of such people as themselves that commit the act of abomination. See, again, upside down, on its head. Read Genesis 3, Genesis 6 when you get a moment. But folks, do you see what they're doing? They're trying to control speech now. They're trying to dictate speech. They're trying to, as we were talking about at the very offset of the show, friends, they're trying to dictate what you can talk about and what you can't talk about. And if you speak out against any of these people in New York City, we're going to report you to the Human Rights Commission. I'm curious, how is that working out? Where are they getting the authority to do that? But, well, let me ask you this. Where are they getting the authority to do 99% of the things that they're doing? From the ignorance of the American people that let them do it. And let me finish reading this, going back to this Facebook post, after I posted all the cities in England where the mayors are Muslims. It says, I'm going to say it in whole. You recently posted something that violates Facebook policy, so you're temporarily blocked from using this feature. For more information, visit the Help Center. Folks, do they have a right to block my free speech, which is in accordance with law? No, they don't. Now, to keep from getting blocked again, please make sure you read and understand Facebook community standards. Okay? Now, I can hear someone say, well, then why don't you just go to another alternative? Wait a second. I'm not violating the law. Those that are blocking me are violating the law. It says the block will be active for 7 days. And then it says, if you think you're seeing this by mistake, please let us know. So you try to do that. You see anybody try to respond to Facebook? Friends, they say that they'll try to contact them for weeks with no response. This is folks, it's dictatorial. This is over the top. I know that many people are talking about a Class C, a lawsuit, against where they group together and they bring it to these companies. And you know what the attorneys are telling people? They're telling people, listen, that company's too big. Don't even waste your time. Boy. Hey, folks, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. And who's on your side is what really matters. But folks, this is what's happening. And again, I want to lay to your candor. Are those in Twitter, by the way, they're getting sued. Facebook's getting sued for censorship. Others are getting sued for censorship. Do they have a right to block free speech, which is lawful in this country? I'm warning the American people and Facebook comes about and they censor my free speech. Is that lawful? Absolutely not. Because if those that are censoring my free speech are for Sharia law, that means they're committing the act of treason for being here in the first place. And then let me lay to your candor, secondly, does it sound like an American that would bar my free speech concerning this topic? Absolutely not. Why would somebody in America be mad at me for warning you or warning them as to what's taking place over in England where a blast took out several people, allegedly? Why would they try to stop that sort of free speech? Because there was nothing offensive on that post whatsoever. Folks, there's a whole lot of censorship going on in the United States of America. They don't want you to see the light. They don't want that light exposing them is really what it comes down to for who they really are. And that includes the likes of Facebook. That includes the likes of Twitter. That includes, and folks, they do this arbitrarily. We are not a system of government that operates arbitrarily. We are a system of law. And as long as you fall in line with that law, you are a liberated human being. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And it's in truth, not outside of truth. But you need to understand what's going on in your country, folks. You have mayors, you have those that call themselves officials and representatives that are advocating the very things that are happening in England and in France and in Germany in your country today. And let me remind you what that is defined out to be. That is defined out as treason, America. Let me say that again. Treason. And it's illegal in this country. As a matter of fact, it's pretty much illegal in every country. But are we going to wait until we end up like Birmingham and Luton and Blackburn and Oxford and Oldham and Rochdale and Leeds and London before we figure out what the problem is? Because you have several people out there, friends, that are telling you and warning you and blowing the trumpet concerning what's going on with the illegals. And it's not just the Muslims. Friends, it's also the southern border, and you better pay attention to what's going on within your borders as well as without your borders. Treason defined in Webster's 1828 is the highest crime of a civil nature of which a man can be guilty. Benedict Arnold, let me add. Its signification is different in different countries. In general, it is the offense of attempting to overthrow, listen carefully, and this is funny because this is what they accuse those that are magnifying the law. Those useful idiots are those that are actually accusing guys like me of overthrowing the government when in fact I'm just establishing good government while they're attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. How many times have I told you, America, this is not American government?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about how free speech in this country is being censored. And I'll tell you why they are where they're at today. Because you've listened to the likes of the ACLU. You've listened to that communist organization. You've listened to them. When they don't have a legal leg to stand on. Folks, what they do is they go in and they bully people into submission. And then what they do is they say, we're going to sue you in your district, for example, a school. If you continuously use this vernacular, you've never lost the right, America. You believed the fear because fear is opposite of faith. You didn't walk in faith and you listened to the fear, which snuffed out your faith. You gave ear to that fear rather than walking in faith. Or reason, and keep in mind, reason is the greatest enemy to faith. Don't forget what I'm saying, friends. They don't have a legal leg to stand on when it comes to your free speech. And what they do is they go in, they bully a school district, they tell them we're going to sue you for some astronomical numbers, and then what happens, the media gets behind it, covers it, and then they just took that ground. And they got everybody in that community to submit to the fear, unlawful fear, might I add. The unlawful fear. Now, going back to the likes of the ACLU, being a communist organization, keep in mind, Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay, I didn't say that. He said that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you need to quit bowing to unlawfulness in the United States of America. Again, the law is on your side if you're willing to fight for getting to the other side and fighting for your rights. Because rights are not given, friends. You've got to fight for them. And then we started talking about censorship again, friends. And then I said during the show, which I want to highlight, is how we're told that these undocumented, now listen carefully, illegal aliens are contributing to society. This is what we keep hearing. They're contributing to society. Really? What, like rape? What, like murder? Like theft? Like plundering? Now over in the Middle East, you know what they're, not in the Middle East, but you know what they're doing in Europe now? They're actually kicking people out of their homes while they're allowing Muslims to take over their houses. And by the way, friends, just so you know again, just showing you, I don't care what the preacher's saying from the pulpit. I want you to listen. This is a part of, there's 15 blessings and 55 curses. In Deuteronomy 28, when George Washington sworn in as the first president of the United States, he kissed the Bible at Deuteronomy 28. Because he wanted the people to know that either you're going to live under the blessings or you're going to live under the curses. The curses apply to those that throw off God's law, his judgments, and his statutes and his ordinance. That's exactly where America is today, and you're reaping the consequences. When you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it says that the stranger that is within shall get thee up high, the very high, it says, above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Okay? That's where America is right now. And so we can reverse this, and it comes to repentance. Read the end of Leviticus 26, because there is mercy for a people that have ears to hear and eyes to see, that they might be healed as they repent in the process of repentance. But that comes by the Holy Ghost. And I also want to say to those professors listening to me right now, you're talking about revival. You can't revive what ain't dead. And I can tell you, the American professors in this country that call themselves Christians, they are not dead to sin. They are very much alive in their sin. And that's why they have no witness. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. Now, to highlight how these undocumented illegals, aliens that are contributing to society. If you go to Denmark, you can see that 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Okay? Of course, look at their doctrine. There was a prime minister, I'm trying to think of his name. I can see his face. I can dig this up if someone calls and asks or needs to know, but you can go online. But he said, as long as that book is in the world, there will be no peace. The Quran. In Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That's 780 crimes every day in Germany. And if you take the time and go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to show you this sick-minded human being. I mean, folks, she is possessed to the core. Angela Merkel said, this is just reported today, the days of relying on America are somewhat over. We Europeans must take our destiny into our own hands and fight for our future. You rest assured, friends, you rest assured, this is war talk. This is war talk. Let me say it one more time. This is war talk. And you should listen to her, because what she's doing is gauging what is really going on, regardless if this is the message that she's saying or not. Let me say this to Angela Merkel and all you New World Order monkeys. According to what she's saying right now, just tells me, and it also tells you, that your time is shorter than you originally thought that you had. The days are hastening for you to stand before my father and bow your knee before my big brother, like it or not. Like it or not, you are hastening. Prepare to meet your God, you useful idiots. You've sold your soul only to understand that you've been sold out by the great deluder, the liar, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that includes you as well, though you sold out as one of his operatives. Leave your black master now and come to the Christ. That's the option that you have. There is no in-between. And I'm a preacher of the Word of God. And I want you to understand that God is not a respecter of persons. If you're being led by the Holy Ghost to kneel and bow and repent, then that's what you should do. And it's all between you and Him, not me and you. But I am being used as a mouthpiece to give that message to you. Let's go on here for the sake of time. In Sweden, there are 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes are by less than 2% of the Muslims. Sam, do we got a call from Gladstone? I thought that would be kind of cool. In England and Wales, talking about those contributing undocumented illegal aliens in Wales, England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. They're raping the women in these prospective countries, too, and the children. Over in Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Listen carefully, friends. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and the foxes will spoil the vine. The USA, read 1 Timothy 4:1. USA, 91%. Listen carefully, America. And this is all done by what you call representatives. 91.4% of the Muslim population called refugees that are so poor and they need our help. Did you know that 91.4% of Muslims in the United States of America are on food stamps? 68.3% of these undocumented illegal aliens that contribute to American society, 68.3% are on cash welfare. That means governments, American, not illegal government, is taking your tax dollars, reallocating it. And by the way, you can add your buddy in there, all you conservatives that don't know the difference. The likes of Paul Ryan, who contributed to Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted before he left office by adding a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill on the backs of you and your future posterity. They're enslaving you, America. And when you look to the illegals that are coming across the southern border, this goes hand in glove with today's and yesterday's show. There were 68 illegal aliens, 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.06% citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. And interestingly enough, they're being lured in by those that call themselves mayors, friends. They're felons. It's a felony. But it's your representatives alluring these people. It is what those that would call themselves as government reallocating your tax dollars to support those that mean to overthrow your sovereignty. That is the definition of treason right there. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. Hey, let me say this in layman's terms. Folks, you're in trouble. There were 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. I mean, does this sound like the country of the educated, America? I'm speaking to America right now. Does America actually believe that they're educated to allow this kind of stuff to take place? Folks, again, are these citizens that are contributing to America? No, because they're not citizens at all. They're undocumented and they are illegally here. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.